welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, March 3rd. You'll be interested to know, 19 years ago, today in 2005, American adventurer Steve Fossett accomplished the remarkable feat of completing the first solo nonstop circumnavigation of the globe without refueling, landing in Kansas after an impressive flight lasting more than 67 hours. This groundbreaking journey marked a significant milestone in aviation history and showcased Fossett's extraordinary determination and skill. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Monday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking choppy this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 7 to 9 feet throughout the morning, providing challenging conditions. Expect the winds to remain onshore at 24 to 26 mile per hour, adding to the disorganized surf as the day progresses. Be prepared for some bumpy rides out there. Best time to ride is at 4 p.m. with the 1 foot outgoing low tide, when the west-northwest swell is 6 feet at 9 seconds and the onshore wind is 14 mile per hour. The first high tide Monday will be 4 foot at 11:15 a.m. with a 1 foot low tide at 5. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 61 degrees for the water temperature. Tuesday through Thursday will experience choppy conditions with persistent onshore winds ranging from 18 to 29 mile per hour, severely impacting surf quality. Morning sessions may offer some manageable waves, but afternoons will see heightened turbulence. Wave heights will fluctuate from waist high on Tuesday to head high by Thursday, with consistently rough conditions dominating the overall experience throughout this period. This morning, there's a chance of rain showers, and it feels like 46 degrees with 32 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:49, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:12. It looks like we're in for some mostly cloudy skies today, with a chance of rain showers before 4 p.m. and a high near 60, accompanied by a brisk northwest wind at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, expect cloudy conditions with a low around 50 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Tuesday with a high near 63 and a light southwest wind. Rain is likely starting Wednesday morning, continuing through Thursday with highs around 58. Friday brings a chance of rain showers before 4 p.m., then mostly sunny skies at a high near 60. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows around 47. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Kaboom Music Festival will not return to Del Mar this summer. A spokesperson for the 22nd District Agricultural Association stated, "They did not make its deposit payment per its agreement, and we decided it was time to move on." They expressed disappointment over the cancellation, but emphasized the Del Mar Fairgrounds remains the wonderful venue for music festivals. Kaboom last occurred in Del Mar in 2019 and has faced numerous challenges since, including lawsuits and a tumultuous ownership history. The festival's website only offers a vague message to stay tuned. NBC7 is awaiting a response from FLAAC regarding the cancellation. Now on to sports. Devontae Adams' time with the New York Jets appears to be ending after just 11 games. Reports indicate that the Jets are fielding trade offers for the three-time All-Pro wide receiver. However, the prevailing belief is that they will ultimately release him. Adams has 2 years left on his contract, carrying cap hits of $38,300,000. The Jets would incur a dead cap hit of over $8 million if they release him before June 1st. Several potential landing spots for Adams include the Green Bay Packers, Pittsburgh Steelers, Washington Commanders, and the Los Angeles Chargers. In local sports. Last night, the Lakers edged out the Clippers 108-102 at home. Luka Doncic was spectacular with 29 points and 9 assists, while LeBron James added 17 points. Kawhi Leonard led the Clippers with 33 points. The Lakers advanced to 38-21, maintaining their dominant position, while the Clippers fall to 32-28. Tomorrow night, the Lakers clash against the resilient New Orleans Pelicans at Crypto.com Arena. Tonight, our resilient Kings at 31-19-8 face off against the struggling Blackhawks in Chicago. Adrian Kemp leads the charge with 49 points. The Kings, favored by 1.5, aim to end their losing streak and triumph in the Windy City. In top news, graduate school is facing significant challenges, signaling a troubling future for universities. Jenny Bromberg, an aspiring public health PhD candidate, received a disheartening email from the University of Washington, stating her admission was on hold due to financial uncertainties. Similar pauses in graduate admissions are seen at institutions like the University of Pennsylvania and the University of Southern California. Funding cuts and changes in student visa policies add to the chaos. With the potential for fewer graduate students, the academic workforce is at risk, which could undermine future research and educational quality. In business news, Major League Baseball is facing a significant challenge as ESPN plans to opt out of its contract, marking a new chapter in baseball's television strategy. ESPN chairman Jimmy Pitaro recently informed Commissioner Rob Manfred that the network believes baseball's television rights are losing value, proposing a new deal at a much lower rate. With ESPN's departure after 35 years, the league must now seek new national broadcasting partners for the seasons from 2026 to 2028. Manfred envisions a centralized rights model that could enhance revenue and competition, addressing the widening gap between big and small market teams. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 10% over the weekend to about $93,000. Ethereum is up 6% to just over $2,400. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 0.5% to 9 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Britain's privacy watchdog, the Information Commissioner's Office, has launched an investigation into TikTok, Reddit, and Inger regarding their practices related to children's personal data. The inquiry will examine how TikTok uses the personal information of users aged 13 to 17 to suggest content, while Reddit and Inger will be scrutinized for their methods of assessing the age of child users. The office stated, if we find there is sufficient evidence that any of these companies have broken the law, we will obtain their representations before reaching a final conclusion. Previously, Britain enacted tougher social media regulations to protect children from harmful content. Entertainment news. Bill Murray is fiercely defending his late friend and fellow Saturday Night Live alum, John Belushi. During a recent appearance on The Joe Rogan Experience, Murray criticized journalist Bob Woodward for his criminal and cruel portrayal of Belushi in the 1984 biography Wired. He called Woodward's account completely inaccurate, suggesting that his sources were from the outer circle of Belushi's life. Murray expressed disbelief at the motives behind Woodward's narrative, emphasizing Belushi's profound impact on many careers, including his own. He ultimately distanced himself from the project, stating it smelled funny from the start. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the British politician and writer, Walter Elliot. And he said, "Perseverance is not a long race. It is many short races, one after the other." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.